that sometime I might have
to. You might
to.
Need to, yeah.
But I don't like the word drive, and I just don't like to drive.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's all I can do to watch me, let alone watch everybody else.
Oh, I know.
And so I took driver's training. And a few weeks ago, my daughter was up here from Atlanta, and so she wanted me to go to the cemetery over here. We have a family cemetery here, the Grissom Cemetery. And she wanted to go over there to my her grandmother's and grandfather's grave. And she said, Mother, let's go over to the cemetery. And I started to go, and she said, get your pocketbook. And I thinks, well, what do you want me to get my pocketbook to go just to the cemetery? She said, well, we may stop by the drugstore before we come back, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we got over there, and she knew I hadn't been driving in a long time, you know. And she said, Mother, you're going to drive some while you're here. And I said, no, I'm too nervous. I don't want to drive any this afternoon. And I said, furthermore, I can't. My license is run out. She said, you poor little pitiful thing, you. I think maybe I'll get your license renewed. Well, see, I don't have them renewed like that unless I just have to. In order that I know there's many children as I've got, I'll always have somebody to drive right now.
Right.
But later on in years, I can always have something or other to depend on, you know, if I want to go, then I won't have to depend on me.
Good to have it.
But it's good to have it if I need it.
Right.
But that's the only way, only reason I took driver's training was on that account.
Well, yeah, on the farm you said you had the barn and all that. Did y'all have lots of land around? Or?
Well, back then, about 100 acres was, you know, a pretty good pile of land for tenants, you know. Well, yes, it is for now. For this part of the country, of course, in South Georgia, they have larger farms than that. Well, they have large farms here, but this is the about 100 acres. And we grew everything from peanuts, popcorn, to our bread,
mm-hmm.
our potatoes. We had sweet potatoes and nice potatoes the year round, onions. And then, as I say, we had beef, you know, that we kill. We kill our beef. We had cattle, and we killed our beef. We had chickens at all time. We could pick up off the yard and kill and eat chickens. As I say, them chicken eggs really, really... flew on the weekend whenever my mother. I said, really? My mother and daddy worked all the week in order to have all their kinfolks on the weekend, really. It took more to feed all the people that were guests in their homes during the weekend because, you know, they just went all out to make them feel at home and all.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw my mother get tired of cooking.
She must have loved it.
She loved cooking, and I guess she handed it down to all of us, you know. I'm bad at cooking. I haven't cooked in this hot weather like I should, but I have my share of cooking that I do. If I had all the meals I'd prepared this old house, I never would have to prepare no more. I remember my oldest brother-in-law, whenever he and my sister married, when we got married, he told my husband, said, Brad, said, there's one thing that you will never have to do. If you'll just keep the old lady with something to cook, says everything will be all right.
Okay. Keep telling me about your house.
Well, as I say, we had some wonderful times growing up there, and I never will forget it. I think it, children are getting, lots of them are getting back to the old ways, you know, now building their log houses and things. They like that primitive way and all, what you may call it. Some people like uptown out of sight, but lots of people like these older houses and all. But I remember we had fields and fields of cotton. Now, I ain't kidding, this is true. You talk about cantaloupes. We used to have them old banana cantaloupes. They called them banana cantaloupes. They were in the shape of banana.
I've never had that.
And we had fields and fields of cotton. And in that cotton, my father would plant cantaloupes. And those cantaloupes...